السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. By dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today, after a couple of days, I do not send you more verses, because until now, every time now I send verses of Quran, nobody reply for two or three days to 1 week. And this will tell me how much busy you are, to the point you cannot have some time, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, quality time to take these verses, read it, and contemplate and reflect. Half an hour a day is too much for this few verses. In the meantime, today I will give you a message belong to many messages. I was talking to one young lady. I know her for years. And she tell me something, which is a lot of us do. When she was getting married, she looked for the look, not the substance. To the point she blind her eyes from the substance. How many men today look for the look, not the substance? Years go by, life become complicated, full of responsibility, kids is coming. All of a sudden we discover, I need a father, I need a mother. I need somebody with decision. I need body with manner and character. I need body, somebody with knowledge. All of a sudden, he doesn't have it. She doesn't have it. What to do? And now we go to the second topic. Do we have sisterhood? No. Do we have brotherhood? No. Do we have humble and humility to seek knowledge? No. Do we have humble and humility to seek consultation? No. Do we have humble and humility to gain some relationship with people to gain knowledge and wisdom? No. This takes us to the third topic, individuality and the effect of the family of society. A mother gets sick, a father gets sick, emergency in the family. Where do the kids go? Whatever who's available. Is this people who are available, they have the character and manner to take care about my children? Can I trust them for two, 3 days? Can I trust them with not only the style of life, the upbringing, the food, the hygiene, the manner, the character, or just because I'm stuck? Who make me stuck? My selfish and greed, my arrogant and ego. I have nobody in my life. I have no people around me. The real people to love me and care for me, I don't have. Real brotherhood and sisterhood for Sabilillah, we don't have. And now we go to the third or fourth topic. What about the family with children? Who has a gap in age and a gap in gender? Male and female, old and young. Can they play together? Is a mess. It will generate conflict. The boy imitate the girl imitate the boy, the young imitate the elder imitate the younger. And before you will know it, we generating a mess. Now they go to school, they get exposed what we never imagined. And today the kids exposed to things we not even exposed to. But we think, they do not know. And we have to make them like exactly like us. Zombie, empty, hollow, arrogant, ego, selfish, individuality, lack of knowledge, lack of responsibility, hypocrite and a liar. Who develop all this quality? The parents develop it to the kids. Is this kids we make them play with kids? No. Do we make them play with the same age? No. Do we introduce them to different things in life like jungle, sea, animal, plant, agriculture, how to buy, how to sell, how to play with other, how to be moderate? This needs mature people with a planning. You tell me you as a sister or a brother or a man or a woman, you do not have four or five women around you, 4 or 5 men around you. So for example, every day my kids go spend 2 hours with so and so. How much benefit they can get? How much exposure they can get? Different wisdom, different understanding. Sister so and so, she's good in recitation. Sister so and so is good with playing with the children. Sister so and so is good with shopping. Sister so and so is good to plant. Sister so and so is good for Santa Church. Brother so and so is good for this. Brother so. If we do that, my kids will develop different platform of different knowledge in life. They become stronger, open, understanding, communicating, and most of all, how to deal with different personality. It's almost like breathing. If we do that, what will happen? All my problem for me and my children is gone. And now I have every day 4 or 5 hours extra. I can do many things between me and Allah. Ibadah, zikr, learning, growing, visiting sick, helping other. And most of all, unity and brotherhood and sisterhood. Shaming us, all of the above is not exist among the knowledgeable people or no knowledgeable people. We so arrogant, so hollow, so selfish, so greedy, so blind, so hypocrite, so liar, to the point I'm willing to destroy my kids, myself, my family, the nation, just because my ego and my arrogance. Don't call it otherwise. Don't. Especially when you have the tools to be, when you have the tool to grow, when you have the tool to seek knowledge and consultation. I know it. I see it for the last 35 years in my life. One of the most sickness in the ummah and does not exist except of us. Once a man or a woman get married, they become isolated. Once a woman get a child, leave me alone. It's my child. Nobody know except me. And the mother dictate or the father dictate. Either we become so passive, we destroy the children, or we become so aggressive, arrogant, dictator, also we destroy the children. We're not able to moderate, we're not able to integrate, we're not able to seek knowledge, we're not able to consult. Why? Why? And believe me, we are in the era of time. All the knowledge and expertise in your fingertips. You can gain what you ever can imagine. You can, with a phone call, with a text message, you get the answer. We do not have that in the early days. My dear brother and sister in Islam, are we living for ourselves, our ego and blindness and arrogance? Or are we really living for Sabilillah? Where is all of the above? You add to that the lack of even husband and wife relationship. There's no relationship. It's hollow. It's fake. Again, wallahi, I swear by Allah, same. Arrogant and ego. Selfish, greed, individuality. It's destroying the ummah. We do not know how to live with each other with harmony. May Allah save us. May Allah save us from ourselves. May Allah save us from all our diseases. The one we have it, we do not want to clean it. We do not want to clean it. And we not only that, we pass it by to our children too. To say, oh Allah, cursing us and cursing our children too. We want to make sure we pass all our diseases to our children. Shame on us. Shame on us. Shame on us. Nobody doing it except us. I bear witness to Allah. Go check the upbringing program and workshop we try to do. But after that, not only to watch and listen and grow and seek knowledge and consult. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. Tomorrow we're going to stand in the front of Allah. We're going to be responsible. We're going to be responsible. All this drama, it will not finish. Help you in the day you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake up, my dear brother and sister in Islam. honest to Allah, I'm choke. I'm choke. And I said, Allah, I am weak. You are strong. I am poor. You are rich. Oh Allah, put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do. And allow us to grow before it's too late. Because either we spoil the children rotten, or we dictate to the point we make them passive and hypocrite and liar and sick like us. But nobody think about to make them grow for sabilillah to be a leader. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are responsible. We are responsible for ourselves, our family, our nation, and our ummah. Wake up big time. Today you can, tomorrow we cannot. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.